Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Hello, my name is Trixie, and I manage my own daughter's child porn career. And this is a story of her rise to ultimate fame, an upcoming child porn video that will be the pinnacle of her career. Yeah, I have two daughters, 6 years old and 11 years old. My oldest got into the business when she had just started kindergarten. Around that time, I started noticing these moms ran Instagram accounts that had thousands of followers. It was simply just their daughters in dancewear, bathing suits, and stuff like that. And I'm always looking for a side hustle. I mean, I've been a stay-at-home mom ever since Chloe, my oldest, was born. But I started up an Instagram account for her and was immediately contacted by several bathing suit and dancewear brands that said they would send us free swag if we promoted my daughter in their brand's clothing. And I figured, why not? Everyone likes free. But before long, like only a few weeks in, Chloe's Instagram account had thousands of followers and fans. It was intoxicating, to be honest. It really was. I knew exactly what was happening, too. I knew these young girl accounts were only popular because of pervs stalking and jerking off to these girls. I didn't really have a problem with that. I mean, Chloe was cute as hell, and I've always accepted the fact that pervs are going to perv. Like, I remember being a young girl and noticing the way older creeps would look at me, even older men in my own family. It's just something you learn and accept when you're a female. So, knowing that the same thing was happening to my own daughter, really didn't bother me. But not long after we had a pretty heavy following on Instagram, I started getting messages from very mysterious anonymous men promising big money in return for private photo shoots. And they started out pretty tame, like just bikini photo sets that I would take and send out to these guys. And they showed me these private sites Chloe would be on, and that's when I learned the world of non-nudes. And I raked in a lot of cash doing various non-nude photo sets for various sites. It was kind of fun. It felt innocent enough, but I knew what these were for. I knew pedophiles were paying money to jerk off to my daughter, and to be honest, it kind of turned me on, knowing that my pretty little daughter was a pedophile cock tease for these guys. But I was getting a lot of crazy offers at this point. Guys were messaging me directly, offering big cash, I mean a lot of cash, for nude photo sets of my daughter. And I figured, why not? The cash was tempting enough and I didn't find harm in it at that point. Why not offer my child's nude body for perverts to lust and jerk off to? Chloe quickly became a big name in the industry of child porn, and I was super proud of her. It helped that she had this all-American look to her, tan skin, long blonde hair, the face of a little doll. Oh no, I never worried about her safety. I am a very protective mother, as well as her father, and he was very supportive of her ventures too. It turned us both on, and to be honest, my husband admitted he never thought of little ones in that way until I started snapping non-nudes of her and he saw those pictures. He was always on the fence about things until he first saw the first bikini photo shoot of Chloe, and we started having the best sex. It's like it awakened my husband. And it's funny because I account Chloe's entry into the child porn world as what really sent my marriage to another level. And we grew even closer and just had the best sex of our lives. But anyways, now that I'm laying out the story, I realize that the common theme is each step leads to another. Well, really, I should say each step goes down to another level. Like, there was never a limit or ending, and always something being offered to make more money. I had major child porn studios and productions reaching out to me daily after the nude photo sets were published. They were offering the most insane amounts of money for Chloe to be a part of their productions, also offering money if my husband would join as well. And at this point, my husband had only started really touching Chloe. I mean, after seeing her nude photo shoots, how could I blame him? But after all these offers, my husband and I made the decision together. Admittedly, her father wasn't completely sold about the idea, but I was pretty persuasive. After snapping Chloe's nude shots, I was pretty eager to turn her into a real kiddie porn star. Like a little porn star Barbie doll. But we both agreed that Chloe should go head in without having any fucking experience. So my husband and I worked hard on her little child pussy for weeks. I bought a strap on and we both trained her little holes so she wouldn't go in like a total amateur. Because in our house, if you do something, you gotta do it right and strive for perfection. So once we felt like she was broken enough, we accepted some offers from kiddie porn studios. And I was highly impressed with some of these underground companies. They were professional and very accommodating. Like, I had envisioned creepy old pervy guys running these companies, but there were some ran by very attractive men that were fathers themselves. And even a few women ran studios. But Chloe started her porn career like a pro. I was literally so proud of her. She took adult cock so well and really performed for the cameras like a real porn star. Honestly, she was made to perform. That child rode a cock like she was trying to suck everything out of that man's body. How old was she? Well, around that time, she was, 9 years old at that point, the first time she shot her first film. She filmed a couple hundred videos that year. Yeah, she dominated the underground porn scene. everyone was talking about her. That little pretty blonde preteen that loved getting railed and pounded. And we were raking in the cash. It was more money than I thought was possible. But like I said, the theme of Chloe's story is the reach for more and more. So we took advantage of the fact that Chloe's most viewed videos were the ones with monster cocks of all colors, but especially Big Black Cock. So we worked with our favorite child porn studio to set up a BBC gangbang on her 10th birthday. And it was out of this world. She took 15 big black cocks in one shoot. Chloe was double penetrated with monster 9+ inch cock while stroking several others and getting her mouth stuffed with more. It was so amazing. My little preteen daughter somehow turned into this professional porn star that could give an adult porn star a run for her money. And we did several more BBC gangbangs, each one ending with a massive bukkake onto my little cum-drenched child. Her dad and I were so proud of her, but also inspired to keep pushing the envelope, providing one-of-a-kind kiddie porn videos. And Chloe was already considered a pioneer in the industry between her cock-hungry, bratty attitude on camera to the deviously sexy lingerie and stripper wear we had customized for her. And let me just tell you, my little kitty porn star was the best. We used to flood her with old videos of Sasha Grey's gangbangs to train and teach Chloe how a real woman takes gangbangs. My husband and I were huge fans of Sasha. I consider her the queen of hardcore porn and wanted Chloe to emulate her in child porn. So whenever my little 10-year-old was getting railed with big black cock, she'd be assertively demanding cocks fuck her mouth or for those monster cocks to fuck her little baby pussy harder. Even sitting in the middle of a gang of muscular, huge black men begging for their piss. She was a star. And we were all obsessed with pushing the limits even more. Chloe had a very successful series called Pedophile Puppy Pounding, where Chloe got fucked by dogs of all sizes, labs, collies, even Great Danes. I mean, she was born to be a kiddie porn star. She was magnetic and just such a natural. She sucked those dog dicks like I had never seen before, begging for those dogs to knot her little pussy and flood her with doggy sperm. She would even push their loads out of her little pussy and give the nastiest and hottest shots of eating and lapping up that dog cum straight from her raped hole. And after that, Chloe had an even bigger series of pony and horse fucking, and these videos were just incredible. I mean, huge, huge horse cock. I've never seen cock that large. Huge horse cock ramming into her little tiny 10-year-old body. And the first time I saw a horse cock empty itself onto her hairless little petite body, my God, it was like she was drowning in semen. And another one of her popular child porn series was Kitty Kidnapping. This was a pretty dark series. So what we did is we rented out this cabin in the woods and turned the basement into this seedy dungeon type room. And we'd film her getting snatched and then brought to this basement and receive days of sexual torture and brutal fucking. Did she like performing this series? Well, not really. We wanted it to have a non-consensual feel because she had done so well performing as a cock-hungry preteen slut. These guys, they would pay us huge amounts of money to like literally stalk her, snatch her without her knowing, and then do whatever they wanted with her in that dungeon. She was starved most of the time, received heavy amounts of sadistic torture, and raped repeatedly for days on end. If I told you how much money these pedophile sadists paid us for this, you might not even believe me. It was incredible, though. That's why her father and I really didn't bat an eye. He knew she could handle the treatment ultimately, and the money was just too good to pass up. But after a lot of these recent shoots and series, it's been difficult to figure out how we can top the rest. I mean, how do you get better than CNC kitty porn or kitty horse fucking? But a recent shoot where Chloe was shooting with another young girl inspired me to an idea that would top all other videos she filmed. One of the most recent CNC kitty porn pedophiles paid a large sum of money for Chloe's enslavement along with another preteen. Chloe had befriended this girl, a fellow kitty porn star named Hannah, and this sadistic fuck had the girls all settled into the dungeon, and they had been down there for a few days. You see, during these shoots, I was either there watching behind the scenes or watching from a stream cam. And the man was working that Hannah girl so hard. She was hanging from a noose, like a noose type restraint, her toes barely touching the ground. And this man was railing her tiny body so fucking hard. I mean, Hannah's face, it started turning purple, but I don't think anyone cared behind the scenes. It was such an intense scene and just, oh, it was so hot. I was on scene myself at this shoot, and I didn't even stop that man from railing her close to dead body. But then all of a sudden, Hannah's tiny little body went limp, and that sick fuck didn't stop raping her freshly dead pussy. It was the hottest and most fucked up thing I'd ever seen. He came inside her dead little pussy, and then he said, "Oops, didn't mean to snuff her," and then told all of the filming crew to experience what it's like to come all over a dead little girl hanging there. So that video ended with a bonus scene of about 10 guys jerking off with Hannah's dead 10-year-old body, groping her, fingering her dead holes while spraying her snuff body with cum. It was the hottest scene I'd ever seen in my fucking life. And of course, I got a little jealous. It wasn't my Chloe. I liked Chloe being the best little preteen kitty porn whore. I know that might sound a little crazy, that I wish it was my daughter that was accidentally snuffed. But my little child porn family thrived on the fact that Chloe was the best kiddie porn star out there. And I watched the numbers of this video after it was released. It climbed higher than Chloe's ever did. And that was my sign. Chloe was going to be intentionally snuffed and dominate any kiddie porn snuff out there. And I did my research. I asked around, and there's no other kiddie porn snuff videos that exist where the girl had knowledge or was begging to be snuffed. So that leads me to why I'm here doing this interview. To promote the filming of Chloe's snuff film that'll be titled Preteen Snuff Slut Wants It. And I've recruited some of the biggest cocks for this video too. I have 10 of the nastiest and hardcore pedophiles all ready to go. A couple of them just released from jail. All 10 of them have been confirmed to have 10-inch or larger cocks. And they will all be fed Viagra as well. And Chloe is going to have the gang bang of her life. Hours upon hours of heavy, extreme child rape. And this is going to be what ultimately ends her precious life. Extreme gang rape by huge monster cocks. And I've hired a medical professional that's going to save her life per my decision. And the only reason he will be ever going to save her life is just to prolong the porn scene. But my vision is to have her brutally pounded for at least 5 hours, maybe even longer, just depends. But I want her raped to death. And what better way to conclude such a lustrous child porn career? Dying by big monster cock. So, I've set up a streaming site so you can all tune in and have the most memorable pedo goon session of your life for the length of Chloe's murderous gang rape. Or, of course, you also have the option to purchase the video to enjoy on your own. But my beautiful blonde 11-year-old princess is going to have her mouth stuffed to the max by 10-inch and longer cock, probably to the point of injury. Maybe she'll get mouth raped so hard it breaks her neck. And that'll be her ultimate snuff. Or perhaps she'll reach her end by prolonged, rough penetration to her little preteen pussy that it'll make one of her main organs burst because monster cock fucked her little guts, literally. Or maybe whenever she's getting that tiny little asshole stretch for hours by such huge cocks, it'll give her a heart attack from the pain she'll endure by being split apart by cock and that tiny little asshole. Or maybe one of these pedophile bulls, after hours of raping her pretty underage body, he'll lose control and start beating and choking her senseless until she stops breathing. Regardless of how my kitty porn star dies, she's going to be snuffed for cock. And for all you pedophiles out there, she's going to beg her hardest too begging those huge monster cocks to brutally pound her harder, begging to be snuffed by them, turning her into a snuffed little pedo princess corpse to be used even more. I encourage you to visit the given link to sign up for the live stream. We will be watching the live chat and taking suggestions for Chloe's extreme use. And I understand that a lot of you will miss Chloe when she's gone, but she will still live in her countless kitty porn videos. Think about how hot it'll be to jerk off to her previous videos, knowing you've watched my little whore get raped to death. Also, don't forget to follow my other daughter, Chloe's six-year-old sister, Cora. She's currently getting trained and groomed into the world of child porn, just like her big sister, and has just started filming softer pedophile child porn. And don't worry, she'll be on Chloe's level in no time.